So let's not aimlessly torture ourselves, but rather, let's say a few words to women of this character, since this disorder primarily afflicts them. Your fasting, lying on the ground and covering yourselves with ashes are commendable, but unless you add the other necessary elements, these acts alone are useless. God has shown us how He forgives sins. So, why abandon that route and craft another one for yourselves? In ancient times, the Ninevites sinned, and they did exactly what you're currently doing. But let's see what really helped them. Just as doctors use various treatments when dealing with a sick patient, the wise person doesn't focus on the numerous attempts of treatment, but rather what actually worked. That's what we should be interested in here. So, what helped these barbarians? They employed extreme fasting, sprawling on the ground, wearing sackcloth, covering themselves in ashes, mourning and changing their lives. Let's then find out which of these actions brought them healing. And how can we know this, you may ask? By consulting the physician, asking him, for he will not conceal it from us, but would be eager to reveal it. To avoid any ignorance or need to ask, he has even clearly written down the remedy they used. What is it? God, he said, saw that they turned from their evil ways, and he relented the destruction that he had threatened to bring upon them. Jonah 3:10. He didn't mention their fasting, sackcloth, or ashes. I'm not saying this to dismiss fasting, certainly not. But to urge you to do what's more important than fasting along with fasting, which is abstaining from all wickedness. David also sinned. Let's see how he repented. He sat in ashes for 3 days. But he did this not because of the sin, but for his child, still uncaring due to his distress. He cleaned his sin in other ways, through humility, a broken heart, a sorrowful spirit, by avoiding repeating the sin, by always keeping it in mind, by gratefully accepting anything that happened to him, by sparing those who hurt him, and by withholding from retaliating against those who plotted against him, even going as far as to stop those who wished to do so. For instance, when Shimei showered him with countless insults and his accompanying captain was quite offended, he said, "Let him curse, for the Lord has told him to." David had a broken and humble heart, and it was this above all that cleansed his sins. That is confession. That is repentance. But if we fast in pride, we not only profit nothing but also do harm.